Absolutely. Now, a couple of people on unofficialmills.co.uk have been spotting this from the surgery with Kelly Osbourne last night.
Yeah.
Now, I know it sounds like it is, but this is absolutely nothing to do with me at all, right? This is a third party. I am not involved in any way. So this guy calls up the surgery on Radio 1 last night with Kelly Osbourne, and he does... he gets her name a bit wrong.
Kelly, what do you think about boys in suits?
See... this is hard because I'm only 23, and for me...
he's asking about what she thinks with boys in suits, and he's got it a bit wrong.
Kerry, what do you think about...
calls her Kerry, okay?
Right,
okay. Right, but she glosses over it, but he continues to get it wrong, and it's clear, as the call goes on, that he really thinks that she is somebody else.
I'd like to try and impress someone like you, because I think you're even really nice on, like, the Iceland advert. I really like you on that, and, like, you know, if I could impress someone like you and girls like you, I'd feel so much more comfortable in myself and have more confidence and, you know, stuff like that would be great.
Well, you've certainly impressed me, so I'm sure you'll find someone.
Thank you very much.
I think you look great in the Iceland ads. You are speaking to Kelly Osbourne, not Kerry Katona. Anyway, Kelly or Kerry, whatever her name is, has kind of missed what he's getting at completely, and Dr. Mark has to step in and explain.
Bye.
See you soon, Kerry. Bye, bye.
He called me Kerry.
I think he thinks you're Kerry Katona. Iceland ad.
Oh, my, was that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, for God's sake. Seriously, compare me to anyone. But please.
I thought you were really cool, though.
Yeah, did you?
Because your face went, and I thought she knows exactly what he's saying.
We're still on air, by the way.
I couldn't. I don't care. I'm not bloody Kerry Katona, Iceland ads.
Mm. Mm. Touched a nerve, that, didn't it? That was nothing to do with me, even though when I was on the surgery once, she kept calling me Chris all the way through.
Yeah.
So I can understand why you think it was me, but it really wasn't, I promise you.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.